the Dorsh of Lahai Shemaita Lameimah the Kulu Tzrichim, that Rabbi is explaining how come the Torah has to write all three psukim, all three halachas are both a Tomei, or else a Tful Yoim, or else a Mechusik Epurim is Mechal Yavoida, and we cannot learn out one from the other, because if we leave out Tful Yoim, I cannot learn out Tful Yoim from Mechusik Epurim. Because Rabbi, the Mechusik Epurim of the Zav is like a Zav dummy, means he has a Chumrah Mamish like a Tumah Zav. And Rashi says, Tu Adinim is the same thing with Mitzvah. For a mitzvah, El Chad Minayon says one of the two Mechusik Epurim the Zav is Zav. Now, what does that mean to say it's Mechusik Epurim? Rashi says it means Linyan Kodshim. Shlohuter Etzloi Hevelay Kilulay Tovol Negeya to Kodshim. That for Kodshim the Zav is not Mutat Eat Kodshim until he brings his korban. So before he brings his korban, Negeya to Kodshim, his mom is considered like his tummy. Therefore, Tful Yom cannot learn out from Mechusik Epurim. A Mechusik Epurim is a Chomedik Alocha, it's Mamas like you're still Tamei. Rashi says, the Mochle Chayat Koros, the Mamas be Chayat Koros. If Mechusik Epurim will eat Kotchim now, he'll be Chayat Koros. So therefore, it's like Kolsha Tumma, therefore, Nagaya to Kotchim. The Tum is not Kolsha of a Mechusik Epurim. Therefore, if the Torah would have just had a Pasuk, that a Mechusik Epurim, if he does the Avoid, it's Mechal the Avoidor, I would not know it's full Yom. Therefore, I need all three psukim. Now the Gemara says, "If this you say the mechusik epurim dezav kezav dami tenoihi." I'll tell you really some machlokes tenoim. Tetani, we learn like this: Sorfo, let's say by the paraduma, let's say the one that burns the paraduma. Oinein, he's a kohen. That's an oinein. Somebody who just made some mishpacha before the kfura. Or else a mechusik epurim. Or else the kohen is a mechusik epurim, meaning he was a zav. And he did not bring his korban yet. So k'shera, the locher is that it's still kosher. And Rashi says, why? The kosher bedek abayis, that a paraduma has locher like a kosher bedek abayis. The enena nosabot like siv hana kroyela b'mik to the kosher mizbech. That's an onion is also to do the avodah. That's only by a kosher mizbech by regular korban, not by a paraduma. Paraduma has locher like a kosher bedek abayis, and therefore an onion on mechusik yipurim. If they burn the paradum, it's still kosher. On this, Yosef Ababliyim, he comes to argue and says, no, that Oinein Kshera, I agree to you, a kain that's an Oinein Vidal, the avoid is still Kshera. But Mechusik Epurim Sula. But if he's a Mechusik Epurim, he's possible. He has no right to burn the paraduma, it's no good. It's Sula. The question is, what's the Machlokes? So my love, isn't it? Paul Kemifel, it is the Machlokes. Masava Mechusik Epurim Dezav Kezav Domi. Hatei Yosef HaBavli that says the Mechusik Epurim burns the Paraduma. It's Psulam. Kosi Yosef Mechusik Epurim of a Zav is like a Zav. Says Mamash like his Tomei. Like Rashi says, the Evelay Tomei. Ukrok Tiv Ishtor. The Basuk says clearly, the one that works with the Paraduma has to be an Ishtor. Says, so that's what he argues and says that it's Psulam. Umasava Tanakama that says, no, even Mechusik Epurim is also Ksheira, tell you, Masova, Lav Kizav Domi, that a Mechusik Epurim is not called Kizav Domi. So you see, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether Mechusik Epurim is called Kizav or not. Like Rashi says, if it's Lav Kizav Domi, he has luck like a Tfu Yoim, and we'll soon see, it's Tfu Yoim is Kosher for the Paraduma. Smur says, no, Smur says, no, that's not the Pshat. It could be the Kuliyama, both these Tanoim hold Kizav Domi. That a Mechusik Epurim of a Zav has a loch like a Zav, and he has a tumah like a Zav, negeya to kotchim. So what's the machlokes? What does the Tanakhama say here then, that he's kosher for the Paraduma? I even know a person that tumah is possible for the Paraduma. For Hocha Bocha Miflugi, here the machlokes is like this. For Hocha Miflugi, the Pasuk says, V'hizar HaToher, that the one that spritzes has to be Tor. V'hizar HaToher, Michlal Shu Tumah. Mashma that he's Tomei. The Paraduma is a special pasuk of Vehiza Hator, which Rashi says the word Torah is Mashma called to Mashma. Any type of attire the person is still is kosher for the Paraduma. What are we darshan from here? From here we darshan Lima comes to teach us our Tful Yoim, that a person to Tful Yoim, as long as he went to the mikveh today, she kosher before this kosher for the Paraduma, even though he was Tomei. And even though it's not Hera Shemesh, but since he went to the mikvah, Tful Yoim is kosher for Paraduma. That's the chiddush over here. So it's like this. Ma'asavar tulnak decholater kula. That for the Tanakhama says that the widash near a tful yom is kosher for paraduma is lav dafka tful yom of a tumah sheretz, but any type of a tful yom, even of a tumah zav or tumah mitzora. So even though there's still mechus to kippurim, so what? There's a ribak roh here. Here that by paraduma he's kosher to do the avoda. For the kodshim that like a tful yom is possible for suwa din a mechus to kippurim the zav has a loch like a zav. And it will eat from the kochim, could be chai, he'll be chai of chorus. Here there's a special posik by the Paraduma that says an extra posik of the Izah HaTor that with Darshim Mechlal Shutomei, it's only no good if he's Tomei Gomer, but as long as he has a little bit tire to him, it's okay. Meaning even a Tful Yoim could bring the Paraduma. So Tanakhama holds in a Tful Yoim is any Tful Yoim, even a Mechusik Yipurim of a Zav and a Mitzvah also. Yosef Ababi holds no. Umasava tuma dehach parsha. Only tuma of this parsha of regular tful yoim, meaning of a mace, who is not mechus to kippurim. So tful yoim of a mace. Here the Torah says it'll let her bring the paraduma, but not a mechus to kippurim. There could be holds it's mamash ketame as loch like a zav. He's called tame for a paraduma. That's the machlekas over here. When the Torah gave the head of a tful yoim, is it any tful yoim or only a tful yoim of a tumim meis? The Gemara says like this: Hilkach, therefore, according to Yosef Ababli, only a tful yoim the tumim sheretz the kili also be kal b'chayma, and only or a tful yoim of a tumim sheretz, I learn from a kal b'chayma of a tumim meis that is kosher for the paraduma. Mitful yom de mace, from a tful yom de mace, madach a tful yom de mace, that a mace is a chomodik a tumah, it's tumah shiva, and still a tful yom of a tumah mace, is lara bring the paraduma, subshit a tful yom of a tumah sheretz or an einin, could bring the paraduma. Aw, mechusik kapurim de zav, de chomer, shekain tumah yotzla megufilai, but Yosef Ababli holds that a mechusik kapurim of the zav, it's a more chomodik a tumah. Because the tumma of zav comes out of the body itself. Since it comes out of the body itself, it's more chomer, and here he holds the Torah's not talking about it. Therefore, mechus to kippurim of the zav has loch like a zav, even against the paraduma. That's the machlekes over here. It's a special loch in the parsha of paraduma, is a mechus to kippurim ksheir or not. But all other kochim could be both agree that a mechus to kippurim the zav is mamish kezav dami. And if it eats from the kochim, it'd be chayav koros, the way Rashi learns. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah again, Mechusa Begodim. A Kohen, if he's not wearing his special Begodim, a Kohen Hegid, if he's not wearing the four, or a Kohen God, if he's not wearing his eighth Begodim, and he does the Avodah, he also passes the Avodah, it's a Psul. So we know, and how do we know this? Omer Rabbi Yavua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omati Bo Mishmet Rebbe Lozav Rebbe Shimon. He brings down the name of Lozav Rebbe Shimon. To Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Bechogarto Oysom Avneit Aaron Obonov, like put on the avne, put on the girdle, put on the hats, and that will make them a kuna l'chukas olam. So we dash like this. What the pasuk means teaches is that bisman shebigdayim aleihem kunas aleihem. Bisman they're wearing the special begodim, a bigday kuna. Then they have the loch like a kahanim. Then if they do the avodah, sit like a kohen, does the avodah. But the Chiddush is ain bigdayim aleihem if they're not wearing the begodim with a loch of ain kunasam aleihem. It's considered that they're not considered a kohen. And if they're not considered a kohen, they're like a zar. And a zar that does the avodah who had already psukim that he's possible. That's how we know a kohen without a begodim is mamish like a zar. Rashi says, "Voice of him, halavisha has voice lekuna alma kunasam tli bigdayim v'loyhevi luzarim." Without the begotten of like a zar, and the zar is found already, it's mochel the avoda. The Gemara asks, "Is this the place we learn out from? Mehosam nafk, learn out from over there. The tani we learned. Minayin leshesuya yayin. How do you know that a kohen that drinks wine, shimor vadi bedoz the avoda, chilul is mechal the avoda is possible." The Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, yayin v'sheicher al teisht. You should not drink wine like, don't drink yayin v'sheicher or old wine. Ul havdu ben hakodesh to ben hachil. So now, and Rashi says, we mean to say a ben hachil means that avodah she'atayv v'shichrus kri hachil. If you do the avodah when you were shikra, when you drank a revius of wine, so that's mechal the avodah. So in this pasuk here, yayin v'sheicher, we learn out that a shikur, if he does the avodah, he's mechal the avodah. Now, nechusse begodim v'shloi rochat yudarim v'glayim minayim. How do we know a kohen that did not wear his begodim, or else he did not wash his hands v'shloi rochat yudarim v'glayim minayim? How do we know if they do the avodah, they're mechal the avodah? And this we say, tam lema, the pasuk says,